Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, the author of the book Writing Tools. This is the podcast version of tool number 32, Place Gold Coins Along the Path. Reward the reader with high points, especially in the middle. How do you keep a reader moving through your story? We've described three techniques that do the trick: foreshadowing, cliffhangers, and story engines. Don Fry suggests yet another with this parable. Imagine you are walking on a narrow path through a deep forest. You stroll a mile, and there at your feet you find a gold coin. You pick it up and put it in your pocket. You walk another mile, and sure enough, you see another gold coin. What will you do next? You walk another mile in search of another coin, of course. Like our walker in the forest, the reader makes predictions about what lies down the road. When readers encounter boring and technical information, especially at the beginning, they will expect more boring matter below. When readers read chronological narratives, they wonder what will happen next. Think of a gold coin as any bit that rewards the reader. A good start is its own reward, and crafty writers know enough to put something shiny at the end, a final reward, an invitation for readers to return to their work. But what about the territory between the beginning and end? With no gold coins for motivation, the reader may drift out of the forest. Yet I've never met a writer, even a great one, who was praised for a brilliant middle, which is why the middle receives so little attention. The easiest thing for a reader to do, argued Fame editor Barney Kilgore, is to quit reading. A gold coin can appear as a small scene or anecdote. How about this one? A big buck antelope squirms under a fence and sprints over the plain hoofs, drumming powerfully. Now that's one fine sight, murmurs a cowboy. Or it might appear as a startling fact, like this one. Lightning is much feared by any mounted man caught on the open plain, and many cowboys have been killed by it. Or it can appear as a telling quote. Most of the real cowboys I know, says Mr. Miller, have been dead for a while. These three gold coins appear in a prize-winning story on the dying culture of the cowboy, written by Bill Blundell for the Wall Street Journal, a newspaper that takes the act of rewarding the reader seriously and sometimes humorously. And there you have tool number 32. Place gold coins along the path, reward the reader with high points, especially in the middle.
Thanks for listening to this Poynter podcast. Learn more going to www.poynter.org.